The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Sainik School Sambalpur is seeking applications for teaching positions on regular and contractual basis for PGT English, Physics, Chemistry, Biology and Mathematics. Candidates must hold an integrated postgraduate course or a master's degree in the relevant subject with at least 50% marks along with B.Ed. Or equivalent from an NCTE recognized institution. Applicants should be aged between 21 and 40 years as of March 31, 2025 and must have proficiency in English. Preference will be given to candidates with higher qualifications, CTET/STET certification, residential public school experience and knowledge of computer applications. For details, kindly refer to the website at www.sainikschoolsambalpur.in. The Government of India, through the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and the Directorate General of Health Services, has announced a recruitment notification for one post of biomedical engineer at the All India Institute of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation in Mumbai. The position is at level 7 in the pay matrix, and applicants must be officers of the central government who either hold analogous post in their parent cadre or have 5 years of regular service in level 6 posts. The maximum age limit for applicants is set at 56 years as of the application deadline. Interested candidates should submit their applications in the prescribed format, complete with biodata through the proper channel to the director AIIPMR within 60 days of the advertisement's publication in the Employment News. For details, kindly refer to the website, that is at www.alipmr.gov.in. The Institute of Hotel Management and Catering Technology in Kovalam, Thiruvananthapuram, has openings for 3 permanent assistant lecturers and 1 lecturer cum instructor on a short-term contract basis, specifically targeting underrepresented categories. The last date for application submission is within 21 days from the date of this advertisement's release. For details, kindly refer to the website, that is at www.ihmctkovalam.ac.in. The A&N Khadi and Village Industries Board is inviting applications for the post of Development Officer on deputation basis. This position requires a degree in engineering or a master's degree in science or commerce along with significant experience in relevant levels within the government or public sector. The age limit for this position is also set at a maximum of 56 years. The application deadline for interested candidates is 14th May 2025. For more details and application forms for all these positions, candidates are encouraged to visit the website, that is at https://andaman.gov.in. The Commission for Scientific and Technical Terminology under the Ministry of Human Resource Development, Government of India, is inviting applications for the position of a chairman on deputation basis in level 14 as per the 7th CPC. The maximum age limit is 56 years and applicants must hold a doctorate in a relevant field along with 18 years of experience in academic, teaching or research roles including 3 years in administration. Proficiency in one or more Indian languages beyond Hindi is desirable. Completed applications must be submitted through proper channel to the director of the languages division within 60 days of the advertisement's publication. Government employees are required to provide necessary certification and documentation. The application form can also be downloaded from the HRD's website, that is at www.education.nic.in, and from the Commission of Scientific and Technical Terminology, New Delhi's website, that is https://cstt.nic.in. The Prime Minister's Museum and Library, PMML, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Culture located at Teen Murti House, New Delhi, seeks applications for the post of Junior Finance Officer on a deputation basis. The position offers a pay scale at Level 8. Interested candidates are encouraged to visit the PMML website for more details on eligibility and application procedures. For details, kindly visit the official website at www.pmml.nic.in. The Narcotics Control Bureau under the Ministry of Home Affairs is inviting applications for the position of an Assistant Director, Cyber, at Level 11 to be filled on deputation including short-term contract STC basis. The application deadline has been extended by 1 month from the original date and candidates must submit applications through the appropriate channels. For details of the advertisement, kindly refer to the website, that is at https://www.mha.gov.in. Central Electronics Limited is seeking an Assistant Technical Manager, SSG, on a contractual basis. Candidates must possess BE or BTech degree in relevant fields with at least 6 years of experience and a minimum of 55% marks. The position offers a competitive salary of approximately 12.69 lakhs per annum and applications due by 2nd May 2025. Interested candidates are encouraged to regularly visit the company's official website for updates. For details of this advertisement, kindly refer to www.celindia.co.in. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is seeking applications for the Staff Car Driver Ordinary Grade position in Level 2 as per the 7 CPCE. This role is open for two candidates through deputation, absorption or re-employment. Candidates must hold the post of dispatch rider or be Group C employee with a valid driving license and at least 3 years of driving experience. Interested applicants can find full details and application forms on the department's website. Applications must be submitted through the proper channel within 60 days of this advertisement. For details, kindly visit the website, that is at https://www.iari.res.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.